Live Update CA25, WIO7, Nebraska Election Results. By Tony Lee on May 12, 2020. California's 25th Congressional District, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, and Nebraska hold elections today during the coronavirus crisis. In Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, Republicans, in a special election, are favored to keep the seat vacated by former Representative Sean Duffy. In California's 25th Congressional District, Republican Mike Garcia will look to defeat Democrat Christy Smith in a special election and flip the seat, which was held by disgraced former Democrat Representative Katie Hill. In Nebraska, Democrats will choose their candidate in the state's 2nd Congressional District to take on incumbent Representative Don Bacon in November. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. Dash. Boyle, a model on how to win. Mike Garcia likely to win historic key battleground race in California. When the final results roll in and the likely victor, Republican Mike Garcia, is confirmed as the winner in the special election in California's 25th Congressional District, he will be the first Republican in 22 years to claw back a seat from Democrats in the Golden State. "We did make history this evening, and hopefully the confirmation of the results will prove that here very shortly," Garcia said on a conference call late Tuesday night with supporters as the results showed him with a decisive lead over his Democrat opponent. "To my team, to the folks on the line and with us this evening, I can't thank you enough. We've set a model on how to run a campaign and how to win." 12:32, Garcia has every reason to be optimistic about heading to D.C. 12:13 a.m., elections in the age of SARS-CoV-2, Garcia hypes major Zoom event. 12:10 a.m., mail-in ballots. 12:03 a.m., Garcia confident. 11:59 p.m., Garcia, who has a very comfortable lead right now, speaking to Boyle over the weekend. 11:42 p.m. 11:25, numbers looking good for Garcia. 11:20 p.m., Garcia 56%, Smith 44% with 76% reporting. 11:10 p.m., Garcia, R, opens up double-digit lead. 11 p.m., polls closed in California. 10:45, spin, spin, spin. 10:42 p.m., could be a very important electoral vote if this poll is even close to being accurate. 10:35 p.m., Sass gets his opponent. 10:32 p.m., DCCC more optimistic than analysts about NEO2. 10:30 p.m., 10:05 p.m., Cook Political reports Wasserman thinks AOC-backed Eastman will have a tough time flipping the seat in November. 9:42 p.m., how Dems are planning to spin. 9:35 p.m., Tiffany, R, projected to win in WIO7. 9:30 p.m., in NEO2, Kara Eastman is the projected winner for the Dems. 9:25 p.m., WIO7 Tom Tiffany, R 56%, Trisha Zunker, D 44%, with about 4% reporting. 9:20 p.m., and in the first shocker of the night, sarcasm. 9:15 p.m., CA25, the risk/reward choice facing many Republican candidates this year. 9 p.m., polls closed in Wisconsin and Nebraska. If both districts become rep, but by a very small percentage, then it indicates that the Democrats are probably going to expect another wave coming into the House in November. But if both Republicans in WIO7 and CA25 run away with the vote, then a blue wave is probably unlikely. Naomi Cowles, at Naomi Cowles, May 13, 2020. 8:50 p.m., polls will close in Wisconsin and Nebraska at 9 p.m. ET. Polls in CA25 will close at 11 p.m. ET. Nebraska, Democrats think they have a chance of clipping NEO2 in the fall. Kara Eastman, Ann Ashford, and Gladys Harrison are vying to take on incumbent Rep. Bacon in the fall. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has backed Eastman. Wisconsin.